federal court is where Doyle administration officials hope the lawsuit over gambling compacts will stay. But the attorney representing Republicans who contend the governor exceeded his authority think it will end up back before the state Supreme Court. Gordon Baldwin says the issues to be decided are of statewide importance.
The federal courts could rule on state law issues, and they occasionally do, but their ruling is not authoritative because they are not the Supreme Court of Wisconsin.
However, the Doyle administration believes the case should stay where it is because federal law governs tribal gaming. The governor's budget relies on tribes, giving the state more than $200 million in casino profits. Spokesperson Dan Lystico says Republican leaders are complicating the budget with the pending lawsuit.
Unless they're going to come forward with a proposal on how to make up for more than $200 million in revenue from the compacts, they should get this lawsuit out of the court system and pass the governor's budget.
Republicans don't like the fact compacts last forever, and they argue that Governor Doyle does not have the power to strike deals allowing new casino games. A constitutional amendment outlawed an expansion of gambling. Administration officials contend the current compacts are extensions of the old agreement and therefore are allowed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.